hour. Happy hour. Anything you hear may and will be used against you. Thank you.
Call security!
We met young Ryan Hoppy. Ryan.
Okay, and your name?
Ryan Hoppy.
Okay, Ryan Hoppy, where do you live?
Arlington Heights.
Ah, so you're from the rich north suburbs.
What's going on, Ryan Hoppy? This is Tony Romo.
Your buddy, Ryan Hoppy.
No one knows who Ryan Hoppy is.
You never have to worry about offending Ryan Hoppy.
Isn't he like 7 foot tall?
He's 7 foot tall.
He's a kid.
He's a kid.
He's got good mentors.
And he's motivated.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Happy Hour.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in, too.
Wow, my mic wasn't on. Oh yeah, this is Hoppy Hour. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and you can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com.
Yo, what's up?
Baby, let's go!
This show, this podcast, this internet radio show, whatever you want to identify it as, being brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro, 813-452-5555. It's 813-452-5555. We have so much to get into. I see this here from the Daily Mail. Time to take a break. TikTok launches new screen time tool that gives users reminders they've spent too much time on the app. So in the beginning of the pandemic, to me, was when TikTok really exploded. I believe no one was really talking about it. Like, even in like the late 2010s, which is crazy to think that's a decade. You know what I mean? Like, we are describing the 2010s, like 2018, as like a past decade. It's crazy. Like, if you go on SiriusXM, it's like 2010s pop music. Like, man, I feel old. But in like the late 2010s, TikTok came around and it was like a dancing app and it was for little kids. And now it's just, it's wild. It's unbelievable the amount of sex references and just drug references there are on there. I'm not offended by it, but it's become like Adult Swim. They'll get your algorithm down pat. But in the beginning of the pandemic, I was all against it. I didn't like it. And somebody at work told me to get on it. So I got on it and I deleted it because I didn't like it. Because I was like so jealous of all the influencers. During the pandemic, I spent every day on my phone comparing myself to others, comparing myself to Dave Portnoy and everything at his company, comparing myself to other radio hosts. And I was just living in a small apartment, single, not getting laid, angry at the world, which is a very dangerous combination. So then I started dating my girlfriend in September 2020. And she got me on TikTok probably January of last year, February of last year, 2021. And I like it. It's a little mind-numbing because they have some annoying, like, sounds. So they'll, for, like, the older people on there, they'll have these, like, sounds that you can play and you can lip-sync over it. And it'll be, like, Alex Jones saying, "The frogs are gonna turn gay." They'll have sounds throughout pop culture or little silly things. One was like, "I'm gonna vote for Joe Byron." And everybody does it. And it's funny at first. It can be humorous. It can be quite the funny time. The first two times I see the concept. But oh my God, the repetition on TikTok is no good. The repetition on TikTok can get out of hand. There's a few things about TikTok that really irk me. First of all, it's the plagiarism. some lower account that has maybe 1,000 followers can come up with a great idea, but then some jerk off with 500,000 followers that has no originality can go to other accounts and take their ideas. Happened to my girlfriend. She came up with this funny idea, and then she was being followed by this other account, and the other account had like 500,000 followers, and they took her idea, and it went viral, and it was BS. It wasn't an original idea. Had to do with like Kirby or something. It was something really nerdy. It was like so out there and so unique that it was an original concept. It was not her taking it from somebody. You know what I'm saying? So that's annoying. Then the other annoying thing is the arrogance of wanting approval on TikTok. And what I mean by that is there's something called sober talk. And it's where all the TikTokers that have drug abuse problems or have alcoholism or any of that, they'll talk to you about how their life is so much better, even though they look miserable. And I don't know, TikTok must just know when I'm drinking, because when I go on TikTok, it always shows someone that's like, oh, I used to have beer after work, but now I drink water and I'm sober, and so can you. And I'm like, eh, I'm good. Like, I can literally be at the bar, just drinking a beer, hanging out, and I'll see a TikTok for sober talk to not drink anymore. And I just go, you know what, man, like, that might work for you, but not everybody has an addictive personality. Some of us just want to drink beer after work. You know what I mean? Some of us just want to have the carbohydrates. Some of us really want to drink. And you can't blame us. Sorry, you can't hold it. Your booze or your alcohol, that's the same thing, or your drugs. But don't blame it on us. Don't try to project onto us. Just saying, it gets annoying. It's like, oh, it worked for me, so it's going to work for you. No. I thought the whole idea of being sober was, hey, it might work for you. But now, like, people that get sober, they just want to talk all day about it. Oh, I don't drink. Oh, I don't smoke.
Smoke weed every day.
Just saying. And the other annoying thing about TikTok, too, drives me off the wall, is just how mind-numbing it can get. There's entitlement where people think they're smarter than others, but that might be all social media. Maybe TikTok's not the only one to do it. You just really see it. Time to take a break. TikTok launches new screen time tool that gives users reminders when they've spent too much time on the app. A new TikTok feature tells users when they've exceeded a screen time limit. It will prompt them to take a screen break after reaching a user-defined limit. This is to help protect the well-being of users of the Chinese video sharing app. I love how they added that in there from the Daily Mail. And that's the other eerie thing about TikTok is the algorithms. Like, I could literally be talking, and I know everyone's done this bit. This bit's 4 years old. But I could literally, my phone's in the other room, so maybe it can pick me up and hear it. I'm pretty sure the neighbors can hear my show, so my phone probably could too. It's in the other room. So I try not to use my phone all day. My screen time can be horrendous. But I could literally say, hey, I want to get a light beer tonight while getting cat litter and thinking about popsicles and watching The Wire. And I'll see ads for The Wire, popsicles, cat litter, and beer. It's just listening to you. And all the boomers out there are like, they're taking our info. They're taking our info. I'm not going on TikTok. They're taking your info. But then they're the same boomers that'll do the polls. It's like, which Leave It to Beaver character are you? It's like, it's all going to the same place. The social media wormhole, that is a perfect way to describe it, can make hours feel like minutes when scrolling through video and photos on your phone. Now even TikTok itself is intervening. Like, that's how bad it's gotten. That's how out of control and insane it has gotten. That even TikTok's like, hey, let's help out the homies that are addicted to us. The company has launched daily new screen time reminders to tell users when they've spent too long on the video sharing app. It is also designed a screen time dashboard that will show the user data about the amount of time they spend on the app in the day and at night. They are intended to help protect the digital well-being of app users by prompting them to take a screen break after a single sitting. The feature will be rolled out in the coming weeks. Research released today by Internet Matters to coincide with the launch of the new feature found that teenagers feel better when they are in control of their online behaviors and habits. I feel the same way, too. Like, obviously, today when I got my car looked at, I got an oil change. I was on my phone because there's nothing to do at a car shop. Waiting in the waiting area of a car shop might be the worst feeling ever. When you get out of there fast, it's an amazing feeling. But I spent about 40 minutes on the phone there going through podcast after podcast, listening to Howard, The Fred Show, Mojo in the Morning, just different shows I like to check out just to hear what other morning shows are doing. And I came home and it said I'd been on my phone already for 2 hours. So I'm like, I have the phone in the other room and I'm just using my laptop right now. So there is definitely a feeling when you don't have control of your internet time. Like on Saturday, I love working in radio, but during the long shifts, those days I'll be on the phone for 7 hours because I'm sending a text to somebody that I'm looking at. It's just mind-numbing. After working 12 hours of radio, my brain feels like mush. It feels like it's about to melt. It feels like if you were to put a hot, like my brain represents a thing of butter, and you just put the thing of butter in the sun in the desert of Phoenix, Arizona, and just imagine what that looks like. And that's what my brain feels like after being up since 3 a.m. And I'm not complaining about my job because I'm very fortunate to have a job in radio. But with that and all the text messages and emails and blah, 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 blah. That those days, I will just turn off my phone and drive home in silence. I can be mid-conversation with my girlfriend. Hell, you know what I'm saying. I can literally have a boss call me and I go, I just need 10 minutes to think to drive home. I just need 10 minutes. So there are days like those days at work where my social media usage is out of control. And it feels like I'm going down to Howard Franklin at 100 miles per hour. But like when you limit your time and you separate it, I feel better about myself. Also, I've been watching videos about social media addiction. A lot of boomers and angry Gen Xers will go, there's no such thing as social media addiction. Oh, you better believe, buddy boy, there is. And a lot of them say that we are using social media all the time, not just for acceptance and for the likes, but because there's a void in our life. Either the fact that we're not on this planet forever or whatever, that it makes you feel like you're going to live forever. It's like an existential void that you have to face when you're not on your phone. Like right now, I'm literally in my apartment talking to myself, doing a radio show, doing a podcast that will become a radio show. You know what I'm saying? Like there's nothing else in front of me. I literally have on my TV a wallpaper, like a screensaver of a living room, like an outer space living room. So I'm very zened out right now and in the zone, and I don't have my phone to lean on. And when I'm done doing these shows, I refresh social media and I feel dirty again. It's a whole thing. TikTok is a social media app popular amongst children and young people that lets users go live, create short videos, and send money to hosts. I just don't even know why you'd want to be on TikTok that much. Like, the good TikToks are the ones that are about dating and being in your late 20s and 30s, where you think you're the only person that brings a bunch of Tums to a nightclub, and the caption will be like, I used to pop ecstasy before going to the bar, now I pop Tums. You know what I mean? Like, those about getting older and your body not taking in beer as well, like, that I can relate to. A lot of the things about getting older and being underappreciated at a corporation, like, things like that that all millennials are going through, I can relate to. But then for all the good videos, there's one of, like, a guy with small D energy who's like, yeah, the reason Pete Davidson's with Kim Kardashian is because of the Illuminati. You know, it's like because he's got a big penis. 856-49-HOPPY. A Russian radio station owned by one of Putin's favorite oligarchs, however you say that word, is hacked and began playing Ukrainian anthems and anti-war songs. I don't know what's going on with my microphone. That was evil. A Russian radio show, which is owned by one of Vladimir Putin's friends, was pulled off the air after a hacker began playing Ukrainian anthems and anti-war songs. I would love to be there for that. That'd be absolutely hilarious. The radio show, which is another version of the national newspaper in Russia, is owned by 70-year-old businessman Alisher Usmanov. Oh, I'm sure he's such a good guy, and there's no propaganda there. They totally don't paint Vladimir Putin as a good person. I'm sure they bring out the honest reports over at Russia FM. And I see the CEO of the radio company, and he just looks like an angry Russian. He's just a fat man. Just not that the weight matters, but I'm just describing what he looks like. Described as a pro-Kremlin oligarch who has particularly close ties to Russian President Vladimir Putin and one of his favorite oligarches, the hacking is the latest of Ukrainian stunts on Russian media. I got to look up what the fucking oligarch is. I am so uninformed. I usually rely on news clips, but I'm trying to find my voice here. A ruler, especially in Russia, a very rich business leader. So essentially just a rich person in Russia. Yeah, we got a lot of oligarchs here in town. What? God, they're assholes in Russia. You're an oligarch, man. All right. Here's a little bit of the hacking. This is going to be great. Let's hear this. Yeah. I'm going to add this part in right here. Reminds me of a Catholic church. And this happened at 11:43 a.m. on Wednesday. So you know... Oh, jeez, what's going on here? It's the Ukrainian soldiers playing the national anthem outside. You guys go, man. I don't know about your leader, but I wish you guys nothing but the best. Man, their leader just gives me bad vibes. I'm not trying to bash you. I just want everybody to get along, but that Ukrainian guy, man, gives me weird vibes. What is it, Zelensky or whatever his dumb name is? God, he creeps me out. He's a sitcom actor that's now in charge of a war. 856-49-HOPPY. I can only imagine driving around being like, is that the Ukrainian fight song, whatever the hell it is? Speaking of fight songs, what you won't read in the memoir of Hunter Biden's ex. President's son accused Kathleen of blackmailing him into signing a divorce settlement that pays her $37,000 a month by threatening to leak embarrassing photos of him to the media. It was made in a letter from a divorce lawyer in March 2017. The letter, obtained from Hunter's abandoned laptop, also accused Kathleen of expecting Joe Biden to financially pay their divorce settlement. That was the thing, too, this whole marriage. Yeah, Hunter Biden's a piece of garbage. Yeah, he's a scumbag, just like his father. But the big difference here is she ain't an angel either.
Damn, son.
I'm just saying, she ain't exactly princess. Actually, but princesses are scumbags too, so maybe she is a princess. Princess Biden. Oh, that sounds weird. You were with him when he was cheating on you all the time while smoking crack pipes. Oh, that marriage was so reputable and honorable. You totally weren't with him for the money. So I'm not siding with homeboy, with homie, Hunter Biden, like, oh yeah, I feel bad for him. He's getting blackmailed. But if you're able to sleep at night knowing that you're married to somebody that's banging hookers, yeah, yeah. You're also going to expect $37,000 a month after the marriage. Also on the news, this is from the Daily Mail. America's dark hazing past. Fraternity initiation rituals have killed nearly 300 people since 1838 through alcohol poisoning, drunk driving, beating, and deadly pranks. I never got the hazing thing, man. Like, it is just such overcompensation by rich, spoiled kids that had money because their dads went to the college, so they immediately got power at the frats. And I never got why you would even want to go to a frat. You definitely do not know how to make friends. If you are down to go to a frat and live there, you definitely have no social skills and you relied your whole life on your daddy's money. Let me drink a little bit of this rain energy drink and put myself in the ground at 80 because of a heart attack from caffeine, which would be good because 80 is a good run. I hate being tired all the time and working long hours. So my caffeine intake's insane and then my heart begins to hurt. And I go, what the fuck am I supposed to do? I need the energy. I'm getting up at 3 a.m. Most involved alcohol. In 2021, three boys died from alcohol poisoning after taking part in pledges at their school. Pledge! Oh, shut up. There have also been beatings, drunk driving accidents, and one boy was hit by a train in 1905. Oh, that was a crazy year in this country, I think. Since 05, there have been a spike in alcohol deaths due to the tradition of bottle passing, which involves a pledge after giving him a bottle to finish in one night. That's gross. This is what happened to Danny Satulli, the University of Missouri student, now in a wheelchair and blind as a result of brain damage he suffered. That's got to be weird, man. Like, there's times during the day when I'm walking around, I'm like, I can see and I can hear right now. Like, the thought of going deaf and blind is just frightening. Oh, but there were no hazing deaths in 2020 as a result of COVID closing schools. That's good. And I just don't get why you want the approval of these assholes anyway. It's unbelievable. Like, they're just such, like, bad people. And, like, I didn't go to college. I graduated from John Hersey High School in 2012, got all D's. Like, I passed. I always don't get the people that don't graduate high school. I completely get not going to college. I flunked out of community college because I didn't want to do math. I didn't want to do science. I didn't want to do, I just wanted to do radio. That's what I've always wanted to do is radio. So I did radio at WHCM 88.3 FM, where I had the worst speech impediment and I couldn't get a word out. And none of the videos are online. They're all on my private YouTube. They're all private, but I have every show I did. And it was taking away from my grades because I was doing the Ryan Happy Show every day from 2 to 4 on WHCM. But here's the thing. Here's the thing. The thing is, I don't get people that don't graduate high school. Do you know how easy it is to graduate high school? Literally, I didn't read, I think it was The Alchemist. I didn't read Catcher by the Rye. I didn't read... What else? I think it was To Kill a Mockingbird. All these books, I never read a page of. I would, and it wasn't even the Cliff Notes. It would just be a test would have common sense. And sometimes they'd be really dumb, depending on how lazy the teacher was. It would be like, Kenneth. And it'd be a book, let's say it took place in the 1950s. Like, it's To Kill a Mockingbird. And let's say racism's discussed in it. And let's say there's a character named Kenneth who's racist, and it goes, what did Kenneth do that he was known for best? A, eat a popsicle. B, was racist. C, drove his car fast. Like, sometimes our teachers made it really easy, and sometimes they made it really hard. But I was always good at essays because I can BS my way through anything for the most part, especially writing. I would just write out absolutely nothing, and they would be like, this is passable, literally. And that's how I describe my high school career, passable. But I never got the kids, so I didn't go to college. I went to community college. I flunked out. Then I went to a radio trade school, and then I moved to Tampa. I literally moved to Tampa. I moved to St. Pete, to be exact, when I would have been a junior in college. So I was essentially a junior in college at that age. Everybody else was going to college. And I was doing what was called in Cleveland later in Cleveland radio, a lateral move, moving to Tampa, getting out of Cleveland, where I was a janitor after getting fired on a big radio show. So I haven't taken the normal route. But I never got when you needed to fit in. Because all the kids that go into frats are already peaking because they need the money and the clout to be cool. You know what I mean? All the kids that go into frats were like the ones that had the underage drinking parties and they would have like a list and you wouldn't be invited in. They were all the assholes. And then you see on LinkedIn, they literally, they make it in life, but I would rather be me. Do I Will I manifest money very soon? Yes. I feel it in my heart. But I will be the same person when I'm rich as to right now where I'm getting by. A lot of these kids, man, they're now working like 9 to 5s. They're literally making $150,000, but they're in a suit in a cubicle all day. Takes them an hour to get home in Chicago traffic. They're home at 6. Some of them have kids now. They're because I'm almost 30. I'm going to be 29. I'm good, man. I am so good. You do that 9 to 5 corporate thing and work for corporations that don't give a living shit about you. I'm not even like living in the past. I'm just reflecting. You know who's also probably reflecting a lot? Fetty Wap, the rapper. He flaunts his ankle bracelet while enjoying fun in the sun in Miami Beach as he awaits his trial on federal drug charges. Listen, you don't ever want to be accused of having drug charges, but when you get caught, like, you are going to probably get a felony charge if you get caught with a weed pen without a card or cocaine or whatever. But you get a lawyer, you deal with getting the money, and you do the community service, and it gets expunged if you don't have a previous criminal record. But when you add the word federal drug charges in front of drug charges, that's when it's kind of a bigger deal. And that's got to be weird when you're at the beach and you're wearing an ankle bracelet and you're with a female friend, it says here. And, like, you know your time's fleeting because it wasn't like he got caught with a weed pen and he can just do 50 hours of community service. He's doing federal drug charges. Fetty, real name William. No, let me say this again. Fetty, real name Willie Jr. Maxwell II. I'd go by Fetty Wap too. That was my dumb name. Was taken in on federal drug charges in October and is currently awaiting trial. The rapper and 5 others are accused of operating a drug ring with a conspiracy to sell the drugs at the Rolling Loud Music Festival last year. It's actually kind of genius. But they must have been dummies to get caught. They must have pissed off the wrong people because it's like you just had to get the higher-ups in on it. Give them a slice of the money. I'm not ever saying that I ever encourage drug dealing. But you definitely got to encourage the people that are high up at the Rolling Loud. Hey, we're about to do something really illegal. What if we give you 20% of the profit and you don't tell on us? I don't know how he got caught. Don't particularly care. 856. But you know what I'm saying? 49 Hoppy. It's like when you're doing something like that, you got to get the head honchos involved. I've just watched a lot of Power, so maybe that's not how the real world works. I'm not a drug dealer. I'm not really in the game. I don't really know what the hell's going on.
Damn, son.
Just saying. All right. I found my Disney princess. Rebel Wilson comes out as gay. And I always wondered about her sexuality. Not that I cared. Not that it matters. And she introduces her new girlfriend 3 months after a couple attend Vanity Fair Oscar party. That sounds pretentious. They met through a friend. I always kind of wondered because she never really was ever seen dating dudes. And she was like the awkward, funny chick in the movie. So it kind of made you wonder if she wasn't into men at all, which is fine. I'm not into men either, but I'm glad she's finally able to come out and tell everybody she is gay. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. Also in the news. Gay minor leaguer slams the Tampa Bay Rays pitcher's decision to now wear the logo on the Pride logo on their uniform and sent a very clear message that LGBTQ people are not welcome here. Well, looking at the attendance, you would think nobody was welcomed at the games.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Get what I did there? Because no one goes to the Rays games. I'm just kidding. I love the Rays. Go Evan Longoria. This following segment has been brought to you by Mattress by Appointment, Hillsboro. 813-452-5000. 813-452-5555. That's 813-452-5555. If you go there and you call Dwayne, the mattress guy, and you tell him that you heard about it on Hoppy Hour, he's going to hook you up with a great deal. I'm very proud. I'm very happy. I'm very ecstatic to have him on the Hoppy Hour train. Whatever the hell that means. And here's how this goes. When you call him at 813-452-5555, he's going to hook you up with a top-notch deal. Get it? Got it? Good.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
What are you looking at? Loser! You're a loser!
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Hoppy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, RyanHoppyRadio@gmail.com. You can listen on every single major platform that has a podcast. Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Odyssey, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and just search up Hoppy Radio.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
What the hell is going on with Valerie Bertinelli?
You don't think you'll look for love?
Oh, God, no.
Really?
Valerie Bertinelli coming off the gate saying she's not going to find love again? Oh, I'm sure it's never your fault. It's always the man's fault, right? Just saying.
You don't think you'll look for love?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, God, no. It means I have to show emotion.
Valerie Bertinelli is saying good riddance to romantic relationships. The 62-year-old actress stopped by the Today Show on Thursday to chat.
She's doing whatever you identify as a favor by saying, you don't really want to date her anyway.
With Hoda Kotb, and she was very straightforward about the future of her love life. Since
cobwebs.
She filed for divorce from her second husband, Tom Vital, last month after 11 years of marriage.
Wow.
I mean, I am going to be more than happy to be happily divorced and spend the rest of my life alone. Yeah.
That's not a true term. Somebody who is completely happily divorced goes, for right now, I'm finding myself. I'm trying to figure out what the hell to do. But soon, I hope, maybe, I will let it happen. But when you are so adamant that I'm not going to date, I'm not going to date, I'm not going to, you're grumpy as hell.
I'll be happy that way. Well,
no, you won't.
With my six cats and my dog and my son and hope.
Sounds like a happier setup there. Sounds like everything's dandy. I got my cats and my dog. Oh, sounds like it's a happy house there.
Hopefully, one day grandchildren. Hoda went on to ask Valerie why she's so adamant on never trying for love again. And the Food Network star had a simple answer.
I'm hard to date.
Because of the challenges that I'm going through right now, because divorce sucks.
Yeah.
I can't imagine ever trusting anyone again.
I guess you got cheated on.
To let into my life. So I have some trust issues that I'm sure I'm going to have to get past.
When you were married to Eddie Van Halen, who probably cheated on you with every woman to ever approach them, I would have a hard time trusting men too, to be honest.
Day at a Time alum's comments about marriage comes after she filed for divorce from Tom on May 12th, according to court documents.
Okay.
Back in November, Valerie filed for legal separation from Tom. In the previous court filing obtained by Access Hollywood, she had cited, quote, irreconcilable differences between
He was banging out other women that want to have sex more.
The two as the cause of their split.
That sounded a little sexist. He was having sex with other people. That's the politically correct way to do it.
Valerie and Tom got married on January 1st, 2011, after dating for a few years.
11 years, that means it ended badly.
Cotton Cleveland star was previously married to rock star Eddie Van Halen from 1981 to 2007. and they welcomed their now 31-year-old son, Wolfgang, in 1991. Access
26 years. I wonder how many times he cheated. That must have just been all the time.
As Hollywood spoke with Valerie back in January, and she validated her statement then as well, that she won't get married again.
Are we open for new love, or is
no
new love?
No,
just
I will never get married again. I can tell you.
Oh, we're all missing out. No.
There will be two things that I ever do for the rest of my life. I will
blame everybody else and blame everybody else.
Never care about what I weigh anymore, and I never will be on a restrictive diet, and I'm never going to get.
Yeah, you know, whatever was that, Weight Watchers or whatever? They're probably not happy that they put in all this money for her. And I'm not fat shaming. I don't care. I'm a little chubby. I'm just saying they probably weren't the happiest that the results didn't really come through in the long run. Doesn't really support Weight Watchers.
The NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics back home and back in control of the series after beating.
There's nothing worse than when the Celtics are doing good, man. It's just the world's a better place when the Celtic fans are unhappy.
The NBA Finals. The Boston Celtics back home and back in control of the series after beating the Golden State Warriors. Will Reeve is in Boston. Good morning, Will.
I'm sorry, bro. It sucks.
Michael, good morning. My ears are still ringing. Wow, what a crowd here in Boston last night. Just a
you should probably get your ears checked up, bro.
Full-on frenzy for the Celtics, who converted all that energy into a blowout win that still had all the requisite drama of the NBA Finals.
Yeah, I know nobody cares in Tampa. Sometimes, like, when I'm watching the NBA Finals, I think about all the people in the Tampa Bay area, and I'm like, how many of them are watching the Finals? And I'm like, not many. It's because everybody gets so political down here. Everyone's like, shut up and dribble, LeBron. Like, I don't care. LeBron's an asshole. Durant's an asshole. They're also good at basketball. They're fun to watch. Tom Brady's a deadbeat dad.
Boston Celtics take game three.
Overnight, the Boston Celtics electrifying a raucous home crowd in a dominant game three NBA Finals win.
Blocked by Brown!
In the first...
The, like, Celtics fan base is just all the douchebags that are Caucasian in one crowd.
First finals game in Boston since 2010, the Celtics came out flying and scoring. Star Jaylen Brown on fire early, as it looked like the home team would run the Golden State Warriors out of the gym.
Tatum to Brown, Brown the flush!
And I'm glad Mike Breen was back. I don't know who that other guy was, man. The other guy, I think his name was, like, Mark... He was a weird guy, man. His analysis, bro. He wasn't really killing it with the play-by-play skills.
But Golden State came clawing back.
Curry, long three-pointer. It's good! And the foul!
Splash Brothers Steph Curry and Klay Thompson raining down buckets to cut Boston's lead, but it wasn't enough.
Curry makes his move. Blocked by Williams!
The Boston crowd, their team now just two wins away from a record 18th NBA title, bringing the noise all night as All-Star Jason Tatum and the Celtics pulled away.
Inside, lays it in!
Amid the finals frenzy, a diplomatic crisis has ensnared the NBA, as WNBA star Brittany Griner has been detained in Russia for months.
Yeah, everyone's really working to get her out.
NBA Commissioner Adam Silver addressing Griner's plight pregame.
Yeah. When she was detained, we were told by the U.S. government to keep it a little bit more as a low-profile issue, I think because they were hoping that Russia, frankly, wouldn't see her as such a high-value asset.
That's the problem. That means that we have a president that is not commanding anything. Sweep it under the rug because we don't know what the hell to do. Sounds like the Joe Biden era.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Let's go, Brandon. This following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts at 2800 22nd Street North, and that's in St. Petersburg. When I tell you that he is the best trainer around, I am a man of my words. I would not lie to you. I would not steer you in the wrong direction. He has classes every day, and you can do private workouts. And when I tell you he's the best, I'm not just saying this. I'm being a man of my words. For all the info, AmirAcademy.com, and tell Amir that I sent you.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
This little
bizarre.
Guy. Buddy,
bizarre.
If I had a peanut, I'd give
bizarre.
It to you.
Bizarre. I
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle paste? Gaunt, he's allergic.
They'll kill me.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning. Like a dairy cow.
Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Oh!
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. You can listen to us on the Quad Pod Network at qodpod.com/Ryan Hoppy. When I tell you that the Quad Pod is the best network around, I'm a man of my words. Why is it the best network around? Because I'm on it. I'm talented and I'm great, damn it. Also, go to ryanhoppyradio.com. There it has all the info on this show. That we got some things in the works. Soon it'll be Hoppy in the Morning.
Whoa! Hoppy Hot Topic!
Britney Spears and Sam Asghari are reportedly set to say I do on Thursday.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be a great marriage. I don't know. I first despise Sam. I first was creeped out by Sam. I first didn't trust Sam. And now I hate him even more. There is just something about the guy that really irks me.
According to TMZ, the pop princess and her actor, Beau, are getting married in an intimate ceremony in front of about 100 close family and friends.
Yeah.
A source told the outlet that Britney's brother, Brian, is expected to attend, while her sister, Jamie Lynn, and her mom, Lynn, will not. There is allegedly no word on who will walk the bride down the aisle.
Not
Although the
dad.
Couple have not confirmed the news themselves, Britney did post a video of herself and her fiancé drinking champagne in the back of a Rolls Royce on Wednesday and showed off her bridal-esque French manicure in the clip. The couple, who got engaged in September 2021, met on the set of Britney's 2016 music video for Slumber Party. And
I wonder what Sam really does behind the scenes besides good sex that makes Britney trust him.
Been inseparable ever since.
He just seems like such an asswipe.
The toxic singer, who shares two sons with her ex-husband Kevin Federline.
I say this every time. I hate that. There are a million songs to Hit Me Baby One More Time singer, but they always say toxic because they're saying she's toxic, but technically that's the name of her song. Fuck you. Which one is this? Access Hollywood?
Has not revealed who will design her wedding dress, but in March shared a photo alongside Sam and Donatella Versace.
Mm.
In April, Access Hollywood's Mario Lopez caught up with Sam, and he hinted that Britney and Donatella have been up to something recently.
Donatella looks like Donatello. With all the work she's had done on her face, she literally looks like a turtle.
So opened up about how he popped the question to his soon-to-be wife.
So a day before proposal, I went to send, on Instagram, you take a video and you send it through Instagram, right?
Yeah, we know how social media works, bro. We don't need your mansplaining.
That's the fastest way to do it now.
Right. Yeah, it comes out clear and everything.
So I went to send it to my sister, but I accidentally posted it for a few seconds. So the whole world got to see the ring. So I deleted it right away. So
and somebody still grabbed it?
Are you kidding me? Wow. It was all over the news.
dummy. Why would you send it through the app? Why not through like a burner phone or something? Dummy.
Wow. That's crazy how they could do that quick.
So inside.
Shut up, Mario.
The ring, there's a thing called Lioness. Because my nickname for her is Lioness.
Oh.
And we're going to create a cub together.
There you go.
But basically, inside the ring is a lioness. So it was the ring that it was posted. And everybody, got a hold of it. The whole entire world saw it.
Yeah, that's how it works when you date the most famous woman, bro.
And I said to her, I'm still shopping around. I covered it up real quick.
You covered it up. That was good.
But I was in a hurry because I already posted it.
Right. Now you're like, you're a ticking clock.
Yeah, yeah. But still.
You're a ticking clock, Mario. Man, you're looking old.
Very extravagant and very surprising. You know, I keep it classy.
Yeah, no, you do, man. And I know you've been going on for like 7 years, right? Yeah. Why was now the right time, you think?
It was the...
Because I'm about to turn 30.
The right time, like 4 years ago, maybe.
Really? Yeah,
it's way overdue. Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Way overdue. I want all her money and all her fame.
Oh, okay. Yes. So yes. Good for you, man. And then have you even thought about a wedding yet? Do you know if you want to go small, big? Or?
Yeah, we're doing something. We're doing something, but that's also...
Yeah, let's keep a little bit of it private. I can see where Sam's coming from. He's like, yeah, we're doing something. You're not invited.
You know, something that's a secret, and we're going to have a great wedding. According to tabloids, we've been married like 5 years ago.
Oh, really?
True, tabloids. Also, I saw that her son will not be attending, so it sounds like there's a little bit of problem with the family. It's really sad.
Really? Yeah, man. Some
cheer. You're a happily married man. Congratulations.
I go to the grocery store and I see, like, you know, secret wedding in Hawaii. I was like, oh, I didn't know.
I feel like Britney's legacy as a mom is if she were to die, they'd be like, your mom did love you. I know times were hard, but deep down she loved you. It's that type of vibe.
But, okay.
Yeah, cool. Exactly. Yeah, those are always fun. Keep you on your
Whatever, dude. I was talking about the NBA and I was saying that there was a really awkward Freudian slip. And I was having a hard time finding the clip. This was from Mark Jones during the NBA Finals Game 1. Mike Breen, who's one of the best of all time, he's the one that he'll go like, Curry for three to take the lead. Bang! He always says bang. Well, he had COVID, so he was out. So they put in this Mark Jones guy who didn't really command the room, who didn't really do a good job, and was very annoying because I had to like put it on mute and listen to music. Here was his weird Freudian slip.
So you figured they put that low jack on his ankle, try and find him a little bit better in this
low job.
So you figured they put that low jack on his ankle, try and find him a little bit.
What is he thinking about? Was he looking at that girl that Jordan Poole was winking at? I don't know. We'll never know.
Derek Hough and Hailey Erbert's road to the altar won't be a very long one. The recently engaged pair revealed in a new interview that they're looking forward to tying the knot and hope.
Good. Derek just seems like such an asswipe. I don't know what it is about him. I ain't jealous. Because some people will go, oh, you're ripping into celebrities. You're jealous of them. I'm not. I live a good life. I'm just saying Derek Hough gives me bad vibes.
To do sooner rather than later. Haley told People magazine, I don't think either of us want a super long engagement. I just don't think it fully makes sense.
Yeah, that means that you're afraid to get married. That means it's not meant to be. If you keep pushing back the engagement,
added, we waited 7 years to get engaged. It's like we're just ready for that next chapter of our lives.
Yeah, you just haven't caught him cheating yet.
The dancer also discussed her thoughts on planning their big day, telling the outlet, wedding planning I've been hearing is crazy. So finding the venue and obviously the invites and just every little detail seems daunting a little bit. But luckily we'll have lots of friends and a wedding planner and all sorts of help.
Yeah.
Derek surprised Haley with a romantic proposal at their home last week. The two announced the happy news on Instagram, writing...
Oh, I bet there was no argument afterwards. You ever see, like, a proposal and you wonder, like, what it's really like?
In a joint post, it's only the beginning of forever.
I had a mind fuck the other night. Oh, yeah, it was hard. Yeah, it was a good mind fuck. And if I was on the radio, I wouldn't swear. But I know some families that are going through some things, and when you look at social media, everything's good and dandy. And I know that behind the scenes, there's some things going on. So it made me wonder if anybody on social media is genuine.
The Dancing with the Stars judge had been dating Haley for 7 years before he popped the question. He told People magazine that during that time, their relationship grew and changed a lot. And they eventually arrived at a place where they felt it could last a lifetime.
It's going to last about 5 years. 856-49-HOPPY. Speaking of something that will last up to 5 years.
Red Carpet Official. Ryan Seacrest and Aubrey Page just took their romance to a whole new level by making their red carpet debut as a couple at the opening night of New York's Tribeca Film Festival.
Hell yeah. I know a lot of people that, not a lot, look at me name dropping, but I know people that work in Los Angeles radio and they say they wanted to hate Los, they wanted to, well, they do hate Los Angeles, but they wanted to hate Ryan Seacrest because he works in the same building over at iHeart, but they say he's actually a really nice guy.
For the event, the 47-year-old American Idol host looked dapper in a nautical navy and white blazer, while his 24-year-old Lady Love donned a multicolored gown as the pair posed for photos together before heading inside to watch the premiere of Jennifer Lopez's new Netflix documentary, Halftime.
The two have been romantically linked since May 2021, when they were spotted out and about in the Hamptons together.
Hamptons. Why is my mic doing that? So relatable. You're in the Hamptons. There is nothing Ryan Seacrest can relate to with us about. And that's fine. He's not supposed to relate to us. He literally has every radio job ever. He literally has every radio job ever. And it's not even like anybody's really mad about it. It's just he has every radio job ever. 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me, at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
I think I saw someone on social media get a tattoo of your face on there.
This is Camille Vasquez, the lawyer of Johnny Depp.
Body, which is weird.
Let me rewind this. She got it. A fan has a tattoo on their body of her.
I think I saw someone on social media get a tattoo of your face on their body, which is weird.
It's been overwhelming and surreal.
Johnny Depp's lawyer, Camille Vasquez, is embracing her newfound fame following the actor's victory in his defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard.
He promised you would never see his eyes again. Isn't that true?
You had all of the $7 million for 13 months before Mr. Depp sued you, and you chose not to pay it to the charities. Who was the real...
Damn, they got her good.
...real monster in this relationship, Ms. Heard?
Lives in Johnny. Half of Johnny.
Yeah, it was that tough cross-examination that made Camille a breakout star. And now she's telling today's Savannah Guthrie how she's feeling all about her new celebrity status.
Not since OJ, perhaps, has a trial been so closely watched and the lawyers become famous people in their own right. What has that been like for you, particularly you, Camille?
It's been overwhelming and surreal, but to the extent that I can encourage young women to stay in school and...
I love that. I love that there is a good message out of it.
Maybe inspire them to pursue a legal career then.
Women out there, listen to everything she says and listen to me when I say just don't date people like Johnny Depp. That's also the moral.
It's all worth it.
Oh, and it's been so worth it for her because Camille's just scored a promotion to partner at Brown Rudnick.
Good for you, baby. So proud of you. Doing a good job out there. Hashtag men too.
Well, I understand you got a promotion yesterday to partner.
Well deserved.
I was going to say about time, other partner, right?
Yeah, about time. Get out of here. Passive aggressive.
Orange County-based law firm gave her nothing but praise in their statement. Camille's...
Yeah, they like the money.
Performance during the Johnny Depp trial proved to the world that she was ready to take this next step now. We are incredibly proud of her and look forward to what she will accomplish as our newest partner.
It's a little sexist that it took the biggest case for a woman to get the gig. Oh no, you proved it!
And Camille, she's pumped on her new swanky job title. I'm delighted that Brown Rudnick has given me its full vote of confidence by having me join the partnership.
All right, Mr. Foreperson, is this the verdict of the jury?
Yes, sir.
All right, is it unanimous?
Yes, sir.
That's the best part.
Thank you, sir.
Camille's new role comes nearly a week after a jury decided Amber did, in fact, defame Johnny, awarding him $15 million in both...
And we're going to hear about the money right here.
Is Johnny Depp about to let Amber Heard off the hook
yeah.
and forgive the $10 million verdict she owes him? Today, Depp's lawyers hinted he might do just that.
That would be a good guy thing to do. That would make him look like the ultimate hero.
Is it possible where we could see a settlement where she foregoes the appeal in return for Mr. Depp waiving any monetary damages?
As Mr. Depp testified, and as we both made clear in our respective closings, this was never about money for Mr. Depp.
Yes,
this was about Mr. Depp's reputation. That was what it was about for him.
Ben Chu and Camille Vasquez made the morning show rounds today. And
that's all we're going to play. It's the same thing over and over. Yeah, pretty much. That's like a baller move. You ruin Amber Heard's life, and then you come off like the good guy, even if he's not innocent, by saying, yeah, you don't have to pay a dime, bitch.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your Car Jenna Roundup, and let's kick today off with an update on Kravis. While the famous newlyweds are still neighbors in Calabasas, a source close to the Kardashian family tells Hollywood Life exclusively that the pair wants to officially move in together with their entire blended family.
Yeah.
According to our insider, the next step is for them to find their forever home together and start their new journey there. Our source-
oh, it's going to be so hard mansion shopping when you're worth hundreds of millions. No! I feel so bad for you.
Source also dish wished that Court and Travis are thinking about building their own home, which would be really special because then they can create a living space together that suits their exact needs. Well, I'm excited to see what they come up with. And
no, you're not. You're being passive aggressive.
To fit, how many is it? 5 kids? 6 kids? Switching gears to Kanye West and Chaney Jones because their time together has maybe come to an end. TMZ reported that these two are no longer dating after spending just 4 months together. It's not clear who initiated the breakup, but this news does come after the rapper was spotted on a date with Monica Corgan. Previously, before jumping into a relationship with Chaney.
Man, she just, man, or not she, even though Kanye could identify as a she. Kanye West, he just loves the women with daddy issues.
The Donda star was linked to Julia Fox, and that was an interesting time, nonetheless. But in regards to Ye's most recent split, Hollywood Life reached out to reps for comment, but we've yet to receive any response.
Yeah.
Also to note, Chaney did make a whole video montage on TikTok and Instagram wishing Kanye a happy birthday and
good
saying
for
I
her.
Love you. So it's not so clear whether TMZ's right on this one and Chaney just doesn't know, or TMZ's wrong,
whatever.
And they still are together. But we'll keep you posted. Staying on Kanye West, Hollywood Life has learned exclusively that he's not pleased with his ex, Kim Kardashian's new boyfriend, Pete Davidson.
I don't think he would be. He's a psychopath.
Getting close with his kids. Recall this week, the comedian and saint were spotted at the Grove in West Hollywood and a Walmart in Woodland Hills, where Hollywood Life exclusively learned that they spent time closely examining toys.
Well, that's good. Man, when you're Pete Davidson and you're doing that, you're just I'm not saying Pete Davidson can't be, you know, I don't even want to say friend, whatever it is to her kids, but when you're doing that, watch out for Kanye, bruh. Watch out. I'm just being real. Is it fair? No, but it's the honest truth.
I would say the perfect word to describe Pete is genuine.
Pete Davidson is making a good impression on Kim Kardashian's kids.
It's really lit and fun and
crazy. Hell yeah, bruh.
Looks like the Keat romance is heating up by the day.
Yeah.
A source tells ET Kim and Pete have had a strong connection since day one, and it's only getting stronger.
That's good.
He's just super genuine.
That's good.
It's just really fun to just hang out.
Have sex with him because he's fulfilling my midlife crisis.
And do nothing and watch TV and just do nothing.
Yeah.
The Skims founder, maybe.
You know she's got to love that. She's always dated athletes and everybody. They always got to go to the club. She's got to love that Pete's a basic Staten Island boy.
Watch TV and just do nothing.
The Skims founder may be smitten now, but admits she had her initial reservations about Pete. Especially when it came to introducing him to her kids, who she shares with Kanye West, North, Saint, Chicago, and Psalm.
I text him. I wasn't even
They should have named the kid Milwaukee or Detroit.
Thinking like, oh my God, I'm going to be in a relationship with him. I was just thinking like, heard about this BDE, need to get out there. Like, I need to just like jumpstart my
midlife crisis.
I was just basically DTF.
Yeah.
Well, now that
Love
Kim has passed the simply DTF stage, our ET source says the mom of four was just being cautious about bringing Pete around her kids when they started dating because she wasn't sure the relationship was serious. Now, quote, the kids and Pete get along very well.
Oh, that's good.
And Kim seeing him be so great with them only made her fall in love with Pete more.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
Pete has got to be literally the best human being I've ever met. Like, the best heart.
But Pete and Kim's road to a blended family wasn't smooth. The introduction came with its challenges amid Kim's divorce from Kanye.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
You just gotta roll with it.
We've learned Ye made it clear he wasn't on board with the kids meeting the SNL alum.
And I don't think he's on board with anything that doesn't involve him.
Thankfully, Kim's family stepped in with support.
That's good. 856-499-HOPPY.
Pete was like, babe, let's go get some ice cream at Thrifty. And I was like, oh my God, you are making me so horny.
Yeah, get ice cream and
Kim Kardashian continues to gush over her man, Pete Davidson.
Ah, we know.
But this time, it's a small gesture that really gets Kim in the mood.
Making her feel like one of the peasants that watch her show.
You are making me so
horny, yeah. Rite Aid, thrifty. It was literally like one of the best nights of my life.
Got it.
After last week's cliffhanger, fans were waiting to find out what Pete's sweet surprise was when Kim took her first flight on her Lux private plane.
Mm-hmm.
Now we know drugstore ice cream is Kim's interesting guilty pleasure.
We have a special surprise for Pete for you, for the plane.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, shut up.
These are my favorite.
Are they?
Yeah, the reality star has a serious sweet tooth for ice cream and Pete.
You could literally close your eyes and think this is something else they're talking about.
Oh, shut up.
These are my favorite.
Are they?
Yeah.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. This following segment is brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. When I tell you that they are the best printing company in the Bay, I'm a man of my words. I would not lie to you. Posters, business cards, yard signs, whatever the hell you need printed up, you can get it done. It's all at WestchaseprintingPrinting.com.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
I got PhDs in four scientific disciplines.
Really?
Why do you think they call me Dr. Quinn?
I just thought that was a nickname. You know, like Dr. Dre. East Side.
God, you're stupid.
Hey, shut your hat.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. The most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
All right, next up, this is also going to be big. Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle, the two legendary comedians, are teaming up for a new stand-up special.
Man, how many jokes are uptight people going to try to cancel them for?
Oh, boy. A special.
Maybe 9 to 10 million?
Rock and Chappelle will perform.
Basically every second of the specials.
Perform at London's O2 Arena on Saturday, September 3rd, in a show Live Nation is billing as a night of world-class comedy.
And each ticket's $250.
Both comedians have been in the spotlight recently for encountering physical attacks on stage. For Rock, we've all seen the infamous Will Smith slap at this year's Academy Awards.
We know. 856-49-HOPPY.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Well, if you've ever wished that you could delete a text message after you sent it, relief may be coming your way if you have an iPhone. Check this out.
If I'm a little tipsy, I'm not even sending anything.
Apple announcing on Monday in the latest version of its phone software, iOS 16, that it's going to include the ability to edit or delete texts that have already been sent. Other new features, a revamped look for the lock screen, plus a new buy now, pay later service through Apple Pay. Which
How about making the phones not die after 2 years? Oh, that's right. That's the touch disease because you want us to get a new phone.
We'll split purchases into four payments over 6 weeks.
Don't care. 856-49-HOPPY.
Friends, fans, and community leaders held a rally and prayer vigil last night for the release of WNBA star Brittany Griner.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Okay, listen. You voted for Sleepy Biden. He's getting nothing done. If Trump was president, she'd be out of there 4 months ago. Second of all, a prayer vigil? She committed a crime. Fair or not.
Happened outside the Toyota Center in Griner's hometown of Houston. The State Department says Griner has been wrongfully detained in Russia since
February. Okay, is it fair? Should she be let go? Yes. But she wasn't wrongfully detained. She did break a rule.
When officials there say they found cannabis oil vaping cartridges in her luggage.
Smart idea.
Among those calling for her release, former Marine Trevor Reed, who was recently freed after being held in Russia for nearly 1,000 days.
Wow.
He said the conditions Griner is likely living under are probably unimaginable to most Americans.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Federal agents say four men from Polk County, Nathaniel Carr, Reginald Roberts, Krishan Butler, and Daniel Jackson, were involved in an elaborate armed robbery spree.
That's not good.
That began 2 years ago. Two of the men, Daniel Jackson and Reginald...
So 2 years ago, yeah, they were just bored during COVID. Let's commit crimes. Good idea. But then again, criminals are not very smart.
Roberts just appeared before a federal judge in Tampa.
At this point, we're going to be getting discovery from the government.
Jackson's attorney, Brian Scriven, was there too.
The judge read the indictment, which lists the charges to Mr. Jackson, and he entered a plea of not guilty.
Hi, Ms. Jackson. I am for real.
Prosecutors say the four defendants targeted local drug dealers. They impersonated cops using fake police vests and other gear, along with blue lights and sirens, and drove around in a black Dodge Durango.
Cops do that.
Agents say these are evidence photos of the defendants in action, pretending to be cops during one heist, stealing cash, drugs, and cell phones.
I mean, would it be any different than real cops?
Prosecutors say the group struck in several
both
counties,
douchebags,
including Hillsborough, Pasco, Polk, and Lee County.
Oh, wow.
The group is connected to at least five armed robberies, but Scriven says he looks forward to fighting the charges and clearing his client's name.
Well, that's going to work. 856-49-HOPPY.
Hey guys, it's Allie for Hollywood Life with your news in entertainment. Let's start off today with an update on Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's trip to the UK.
Who cares? But go on.
Source told Hollywood Life exclusively their trip was jam-packed from the moment that they landed, but it all went beautifully. This was the first time Queen Elizabeth and Meghan and Harry's daughter, Lilbet Diana, met, and it looked like everything went really well.
That's so good. I'm glad for them.
Insider also said their whole aim was to show the queen their love and respect, and of course, introducing her to Lily for the first time was a big highlight. Mm. Archie and Lily totally charmed her. Getting to see her with them made the whole trip worth it.
Oh, I'm sure the queen really cared.
Moving on to Zendaya, because during an interview for Variety's Actors on Actors series, the actress spoke to her Spider-Man co-star, Andrew Garfield, and talked about her boyfriend Tom Holland's nervousness about the latest Spider-Man movie.
He seems like he'd be a nervous Nelly.
Explained how it was intimidating to Tom.
Why? Because I'm a nervous Nelly. Just saying, I can see it from a mile away.
Movie. She explained how it was intimidating to Tom when Andrew and Tobey Maguire reprised their roles as Peter Parker, aka Spider-Man.
Yeah, we know who that is.
Zendaya said he was like, I don't want to step on anyone's toes. And Andrew was surprised to hear that and admitted that he didn't sense any nerves coming from Tom on set.
Yeah, because Tom's holding it all in. He's an actor.
He said me and Tobey were like, this is Tom's movie. It's your guy's.
Don't care anymore. 856-49-HOPPY.
Reality TV couple Todd and Julie Chrisley facing 30 years in prison.
They'll get five and they'll be out in two.
You don't lie, you don't cheat, you don't steal.
Yeah.
There have been reports of you having said, just fix it, fix these documents.
Yeah, that's do whatever you gotta do. I'm rich and elite. I'm better than you. Fuck you, bruh.
True.
Creepy looking piece of garbage.
Chrisley Knows Best stars denied any wrongdoing in our exclusive last August. But yesterday, a federal jury found them guilty on all charges in their fraud case. Prosecutors say Todd and Julie took out $30 million in fraudulent bank loans to fund their lavish lifestyle.
In a year, we probably spend $300,000.
That have lived this lavish lifestyle in the public eye and are still lying and stealing to get it. I think that can have a huge impact on a jury.
Call it being a sociopath.
First final decision.
I wish them nothing but the best. Not at all.
Todd's ex-business partner also gave bombshell testimony, alleging he and Todd had a year-long affair. Todd denied.
Todd Chrisley being into men? No way. Just saying.
That. But legal analyst Julie Rendleman explains why it was significant.
It allows the jury to say, this is a fair reason why we should believe this person because they have.
And Julie's like, Todd, I thought that was your tennis partner you were hanging out with at 1 a.m.
Had a motive to help Todd Chrisley.
Is our marriage perfect? No, it's not.
Not at all. You're not perfect, bitch.
A lawyer for Julie tells ET the couple is devastated and disappointed with the verdict and will be pursuing an appeal.
I would be sad, too, if my money didn't get me out of that situation.
Now to Lil Nas X, who's speaking out again after being shut out of this year's BET Award nominations.
I gotta skip over this because of the copyright.
Party where he repeats the line, F-B-E-T. He also addressed his omission from the network's award nominees for the second straight year, despite his undeniable success.
Yeah, that's called being homophobic and... BET, being the scum of the earth? No way. Even the Boondocks made fun of them years ago.
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie were once known for battling on screen.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith, what a corny ass movie that was. Also ruined his marriage with Jennifer Aniston because she's a side chick.
All John, sweetheart.
But this morning, the legal battle between the former couple is heating up.
Oh, wow.
New court documents filed last week against Jolie and Russian billionaire Yuri Scheffler allege the two have damaged Pitt and diminished the value of French winery Chateau Miraval.
Yeah, she did
Pitt
that.
Hold shares.
Pitt also- but if Pitt did it to her, oh, she'd be such a victim. But when it's the man suffering, who cares?
Also claiming that Jolie has tried to force him into a partnership with a stranger with poisonous associations and intentions.
What, the next dude she's banging?
In happier times, the two bought shares in the wine company in 2008, even getting married at Chateau Miraval in 2014.
In that case, I would just sell it, man. It's bad energy.
Jolie has not filed any response, nor has made any official statements. Back in February...
Yeah, she doesn't know what to say because she's been caught like a rat in an alley. She's a bad person.
Where Pitt sued Jolie for unlawfully selling her shares. Now his attorneys argue she, quote, sought to inflict harm, adding she violated an agreement the two made during their partnership. According to the documents, Pitt says both he and Jolie understood neither could sell their stake without the other's knowledge and permission.
She seems to be acting out. And a lot of times when people act out, it's because they have daddy issues. And John Voight is her father, so it all makes sense.
Happy Hour. Happy Hour will be right back.
Oh, yeah. Before we wrap up this show, which Tristan Thompson, we'll hear about him coming up. He would really benefit from wrapping it up. It's been brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. He's over at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard, right next door to McDonald's. RichKBarber.com. This has been brought to you by FitzAgeFitness.net. Devin Prasad is the best trainer around. Listen to Hoppy Radio on Stitcher, TuneIn, Spreaker, Mixcloud, Apple Podcasts, Odyssey, Amazon, Deezer, Podbean by searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio. Add me on Snapchat and Twitter and Instagram at Ryan Hoppy Radio, and also add Hoppy in the Morning and Hoppy Hour Radio on Instagram and Twitter. RyanHoppyRadio.com. Call me 856-49-HOPPY. That's 856-494-6773. Okay, let's wrap up this show.
Hoppy Hour. Happy Hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life.
Live from Tampa Bay, you are tuned in to Happy Hour. Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio or chat him live via the Hoppy Radio app.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. 856-49-HOPPY. 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. All right, let's get right into it.
Topic.
Here's Kylie Jenner asking if Tristan Thompson is the worst person in the world, which he probably is.
Shaking for her. My soul dies for her. No, she's not awake. It looks so crazy.
This is so scripted.
He wrote a whole declaration. Let me read this to you. Hold on. I'm literally shaking.
You are not shaking at all. She's literally as... She just looks like she's not shaking at all.
Kylie Jenner's not shying away from showing how she really feels about Tristan Thompson.
What, that he's an average basketball player?
After learning about his paternity scandal.
I love that the episodes are more a little bit documentary style. And
I love ruining my daughter's lives.
I think that you have a real insight into what the girls are doing. Not only, you know, what you see in the press or whatever, but what's really happening behind the scenes.
Oh, you guys are so genuine.
On Hulu's The Kardashians, Khloe's family finds out about Tristan, who she briefly reconciled with, fathering a child with someone else. It all went down on December 3rd when Kim got an alert to an article online that published court docs.
It's his whole thing saying, I'm Tristan Thompson, met this girl in Houston. I slept with her on my 30th birthday.
Sounds like an NBA player's average night.
I sent it to him and I said, does Chloe know about this? Chloe doesn't know.
Yeah. Tristan admits in the docs to having a one-night stand with fitness model Marilee Nichols on the night of his 30th birthday.
He doesn't know how to grab rebounds. He doesn't know how to pull out.
And Kylie, she says what's really on her mind after hearing all the details.
No, I know. I'm filming right now, but this is always what happens with us because I'm always filming when this happens.
Then as Kim reads more of the document, Courtney joins the call and gives her opinion about it too.
That's insane. I mean, she...
It's just insane in general. Like,
well, no, the whole thing is...
This is just a never-ending, like, horrible.
But it's never-ending betrayal is what it is.
Chloe's reaction to the news? We'll have to stay tuned until next week to watch.
And then here's the news about how Chloe found out.
I wanted to believe that Tristan could change. I wanted to trust him.
I'm so anxious.
He's banged every NBA side chick. Oh, I can trust him. He's a trustworthy guy.
The other day.
What? Chloe, how do you... When did you faint?
It's a shocking reveal. Khloe Kardashian says she passed out after finding out Tristan Thompson cheated again and has a baby on the way.
Isn't that crazy?
It all starts when cameramen race to film Kim Kardashian in the gym on the Hulu show, moments after she's the first to find out about Tristan's secret paternity lawsuit.
It's his whole thing saying, I'm Tristan Thompson.
All right. So I guess she fainted when she found out.
Girl.
The woman accusing Tristan of fathering her son, Marilee Nichols, a fit.
Side chick. Yuck.
This model who gave birth and later confirmed through a DNA test that it is, in fact, Tristan's child.
I'm a DNA test. I'm 100% that bitch that ruins relationships.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Money. And like that, he's gone.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.